the yeah. experience and two-goal lead. What happened?
First half was great for too quick turnaround. We had to drive. But I'm glad we lost. I'm very happy we lost this game. Lack of focus has been a problem since a while now, for a while. The guys are working hard. They care. Their focus is off during games. And it's what happened tonight. It's focus on details. It's focus on easy play and the penalties. So all that focus is not there. Their game process gets a little better, but we always seem to take a step back, and sometimes you need to lose this. This is a game changer for me with the players, because they took it hard, and that's what they deserved. So we've talked about it. They know it's been mentioned, and it's not getting much better at time. So I think you kind of need it to really realize that you got to roll your sleeves. So now it's a turning point.
Do you expect their reaction after a game like this, that they're going to dig deep a little bit? Or?
Well, they're not in the moment, and they're going to have to. We're a good team. Again, tonight, and then every second or three games, it seems to happen that we get caught up, and then our focus goes away. And I've never had a group like that. So it's a good challenge for us here. They come from all different places. And then we start taking penalties. We start worrying about things that don't belong in a game, which I've never seen before. The result shows. And it happened last night, too. In the third period, we start taking penalties because we're not in the moment. So, it's not fun, but I think it's the best thing that could happen to our hockey club.
As you mentioned, penalties were an issue last night as well. But the PK so far this year has been quite good. What happened?
Well, because when you know you're wrong, then you go into PK. You might save one, but then you're making too many men on the ice because a guy that's not supposed to go on the ice goes on the ice. And right before, we had a guy that didn't go on the ice. It's a lack of engagement in the game. And I understand the guys are tired from the trip, but we were fine first half of the game. We missed some clears. We start taking penalty. We self-inflicted. I mean, it's not the first time. That's how teams get better. But I think this is a turning point.
Your team has seen you to quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. What do you do now to reset and look forward to?
Well, it's not going to be about Utica for a little bit here. It's going to be about us. We seem to be our own enemy, our worst enemy. And to be honest, in life, you are always your worst enemy. So we're going to straight that up and plan some basic, some way that guys can feel comfortable and for the focus, and we're gonna get forward here. Thank you.
Thank you.